Okay, my friends. So today we are going to read you a story that is about a hat, kind of. Do you wear hats ever? Sometimes. Well, this one, my friends, is a pretty interesting little story. It's called Carol and the Pickle Toad. It's written by Esme Shapiro, and it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? What do we call you? What's your name? Frankenstein. Yeah? He's got his arms stretched out. Oh yeah, I was right. Frankenstein. You never can tell who it's going to be with Mommy. But it's always interesting. And that's for sure. You ready? Let's do it. There once lived a girl named Carol who wore a toad as a hat. What? Did you know that some people wear toads as hats? Well, not all, but some do, apparently. In the big city, people wear all kinds of hats. Big and furry ones, tall and red ones, floppy and wide ones, and some wear no hats at all. Like sometimes they wear sunglasses, and that's good enough. But Carol's hat was green and big-footed and as bossy as can be. Carol's toad hat had opinions on just about everything. She would tell her how to bike.
Go this way. No, that way. If I were steering, we would be there by now.
Good grief. She would tell Carol what to paint.
No, that's not good. How about me in very tall boots?
What? And when they went to the deli, she would tell Carol what to eat. Carol's bossy toad was so loud that everyone would turn and stare.
One egg sandwich with a side of flies. Pronto! No plinces. They're too squishy.
Goodness, I would never take that hat anywhere. But yes, of all the hats in the big city, Carol's was by far the bossiest and the rudest. Rudeness, Carol realized, was often a lonely business. With every day that passed, Carol's voice got quieter and quieter, while her bossy toad's voice grew louder and louder.
Stinky! You can't go downtown! Sit down. No, that is no good, ribbit. Always you, rabbit. Do you think that too many bagels? You always eat blah, 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 blah.
That is the loudest and most inappropriate hat I think I've ever seen. But you know the old saying, one never knows when a pigeon may come through your window and scoop up your toad hat. Have you ever heard that saying before? No, I haven't either. Well, with no bossy toad hat around, there was no morning ribbit, no afternoon ribbit, and no ribbit good night. I see. The pigeon did come swoop into her room and take away her hat. I would think, what a relief to not have that loud thing on her head all the time, don't you think? Well, Carol tried on other hats, but none of them made a sound. She was so used to being bossed about that she hardly knew what she wanted to do. I can see how that would be hard. She tried to paint, but none of her brush strokes felt quite right. She tried to bike, but that certainly didn't go as planned. Oh, she ran into fire hydrant, maybe because her toad hat had been telling her,
"Watch out, don't run into that."
At the deli, Carol opened her mouth to order, but she was too afraid that she would get the wrong thing. So one day, the chef just brought her a plate of his choice, a pickle and an egg. Ew, how gross. So stinky and shiny. But then a vision came to Carol. This is the anatomy of a pickle toad right here. Googly egg eyes and a pickle body, and then you use the fancy toothpicks to stick everything together, and voila, you have yourself a pickle toad. It's green, just like a toad would be, right? Did you know that some people wear pickle toads as hats? Well, not all, but some do. And there she is with the pickle, with two eggs stuck to it with toothpicks on top of her head. And I dare say she looks ridiculous. As Carol's pickle toad hat was the most splendid of them all, the pickle toad's voice was quiet. But Carol heard her loud. And with her pickle toad hat, she ordered all kinds of new things like matzo ball soup and strawberry shortcake and one latke and three lettuce leaves. But just three lettuce leaves. Any more than that, you'd have a salad. Carol painted all kinds of new things, and not just toads. Pickle toad hats are very supportive. But you know that old saying, one never knows when a pigeon may pass your way and scoop up your pickle toad hat. You know what I think? I think that Carol needs to have a sign that she marches about holding, saying, "Watch out for hat-snatching pigeons." Where, oh, where did that pigeon take Carol's pickle toad? She looked over here and she looked over there and she could not find her pickle toad hat anywhere. Oh, this is very, very difficult for her. But then Carol felt something funny in her tummy. It felt like it was rumbling. And then it shook into a roar. Where, oh, where is my pickle toad? Could it be that this big voice was in her all along? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that you have a big voice too? But maybe you don't use it all the time because you have a pickle toad telling you what to do? Let's think about that. Carol leapt into the air and said all kinds of things like, "Hello, how do you do?" And, "You look like a beautiful bee," to the little kid who was dressed up in a bee suit. Carol found that her voice was quite different from that of her old toad hats, and with her big, loud voice, everything felt completely brand new, and she biked freely all about town with no bossy toad around. She painted exactly what she wanted. And she has a dog. She does have a little dog. And with no bossy toad around, she painted exactly what she liked. Thank you very much. And she ordered as many blintzes as she wanted. "Blintzes for my friends, pretty please. The squishier, the better." And if you're wondering what a blintz is, it is, imagine a pancake, a very thin pancake, and it's filled with fruits and yummy things. That's what it is. And they're delicious. Well, Carol realized that kindness was never a lonely business. There are many fabulous voices in the big city, but Carol's is the most wonderful because it is all hers. And I'm going to guess that you also have a voice, and it belongs just to you. and you can use it whenever you want. And that, my friends, is